certain Gemaras you can go over without the Maharshi, but not on this Gemara. Now it's well known, I mean, that in the Sugya of Rechav Mani, so the Maharshi has to be consulted. Now the Maharshi, I don't know how it's page Gimel there on the Maharshi in the first column, and then the Dibra Masro B'Teisves, the Dibra Masro Roche Vodi. So B'Kitzonire, Sherotz Aleima, Shemitam Ze Misapkelei Roche Vodi, the Ozle Machmas Zipurte, Mishim Roche Hava Kinyan Mitiras Mishiche. So what constitutes the Kinyan, the Ozle Machmas Zipurte, that is involved in Roche? V'chidin Ditofus Misire, Avo Pishem Misire, Eine Kinyan B'Mitzie, Mikomo Ke Meisesvore Lahadi. What does it mean, Isis Vora Hadith? What's the Pshat? So Nachodom it says, what kind of logic is that, Isis Vora Hadith? In other words, the only Kinyan is the Adlam Achmose. And the Tophis Misire Bimtsiye is nothing, is no Kinyan. So how can it be Madif so that the Adlam Achmose, together with the Tophis Misire, will prevail over the man? What's this for? This is Nachodovitz Asoge against the Maharshi. No, but it's not difficult at all. It's very, very, it's very logical. In other words, because the whole concept of Mishiche, I mean, Mishiche, the whole kinyan of Mishiche is based upon the concept of taking possession, of Dovar Anit Miyad Liyad. So Agboye is based upon that concept of taking possession. Mishiche is based upon the concept of taking possession. And Misire is based upon the concept. It's really one type of kinyan, but various forms of taking possession. Agboye constitutes the highest type of taking possession. Mishiche also constitutes taking possession. Now, so Memele, since Adel Machmose is a kinyan of Mishiche, but of course Manik is more of taking possession than Adel Machmose. But if we have if the Adel Machmose, which in itself constitutes a sufficient taking possession to be Kene, when it is joined to the Misire, even though the Misire Bimtzi is not a Kinyan, but it does involve some taking possession. So the taking possession that is involved in the Adel Machmose and the taking possession that is involved in Tophis Misire B'Mitzie, even though B'Mitzie it's not a Kinyan. So these two taking possessions together are equal to more than the taking possession that is involved in money, where it's not Tophis Misire. This is what the Mashiach, the Maram Shif means. V'chivim b'Tophis Misire, Ava Pishim Misire, Nikirim B'Mitzie, V'kormo k'meisesvore lahad, U'poshit m'yeshiv, D'ad l'name machmo sipode. D'ilo yoche, lo mora m'ya m'chaya, שמעמד להב קינין קלאו, אפילו לחודי דוני קלאים, מה יש לחודי אולוי? וכיוון להב קינין, ומסיר הנאמה להב קינין, אין סבורה שבייז יחד יעשו קינין? אין סבורה שבייז יחד יעשו קינין? רק הבאי סובר שמסיר לחוד קינין, ויעז למחמוסי פורטה, יעשה סבורה להב. So this is how the מרמשיב explained it. But this is the one thing that is ideha. In the Maharshi, to say that Abaye didn't know this aloche that Misire Ibn Tzia is not a king, and that's the only deichak that is in the Maharshi. But we can explain the Teisves like the Maharshi, but not to accept this part. In other words, we can say that Abaye also knew that Misire is not a king, Ibn Tzia Nichsi Ager, but he held that even though it's not a king, but it still constitutes a certain degree of taking possession. So when this taking possession is joined to Adle Miat Machmose, which in itself constitutes enough of taking possession to be Kene, because now the Gemara says that Rochel by itself is Kene. So when the Ozle Ma'at Machmose is joined, the Tophis Misire, even though it's not a Kinyan, so then we have such a great degree of taking possession that it prevails the taking for, as against the taking possession that is involved, iman. Iman. All right. Now, what's the pshat in Tesis? When Tesis says that Rochuv is a kinyan. Why is Rochuv a kinyan? Because of Aslan Me'at Mahmud. What does it mean, Aslan Me'at Mahmud? But he's not money. He's not money, Berago. So somebody else is money. So what kind of Aslan Me'at Mahmud is? So there are some who say, and they are midaik from the Roshan of Rashi, because Rashi says, Manig lechude mikel mandoma likone ho mishiche yizu, ubeimo nikles vimshiche, umayti boi lerav yude, yivade yom shmuel bechad maid likone berochu vodikoma, dikosova mishiche beinon, shetake yad viregam, kida amrilam bigdushi. So the boy is saying, berochu vodikoma. So if Shmuel said, that one of the two is not Kene, so obviously he must have said that Chochov by itself is not Kene. So then Rashi says, why isn't it Kene? Because Mishiche bin Shtaki Yad Reich. So there are some who say, and of course David is the one who says that, and the others, in other words, that Teitzes and Rashi mean the same thing. That Teitzes and Rashi also agrees with Teitzes, that why could be Chochov? Why could Rochuv be a Kinyan? Because of money. Because every Rochuv is money. And to a slight extent, it is money. Why is it money? Because it's Azle Ma'at Machmosei. Why is it Azle Ma'at Machmosei? So the answer is, so that some say, because there is a movement, a very slight movement by the behemoth, as a result of the person getting on top of the behemoth. Why? Because when the person gets on top of the behemoth, he starts riding it, even if somebody else will use a whip against the behemoth and to make the behemoth move. But the mere fact that the person gets on top of the behemoth, that makes the behemoth move a little. If you ever watched how a person gets on top of a horse, so you'll see the moment he gets on top of the horse, before he starts riding it, so there is a slight movement by the behemoth. But this is very slight, in other words, is not Ikeyat Ereya. So that's the Azle Ma'at Machmose. That's the Azle Ma'at Machmose. The Azle Ma'at Machmose is the slight movement that is made by the Heimo as a result of the person getting on top of it. And that's true, I mean, that there is such a slight movement. And whether this is considered money or it's not considered money. But there is another pshat. There is another pshat in Azle Me'at Machmosei. That Azle Me'at Machmosei does not mean the slight movement that the behemoth makes as a result of the person getting on top of the behemoth, which is, and it's called Me'at because it does not have the shiur of Take Yad Regel. It does not have the shiur of Take Yad Regel. Now, let's see. Now here, the Gemara says that Shmuel reversed the order in the Mishnah. In other words, Umlaafich Shmuel Vitone Rachomin Peitri. So the Rambam should pass him, since Shmuel reversed it, and Rachomin Peitri. So the Meir is the one who says that you should recover his Chayev, and Rachomin say, the Rabbonin say, that he's Poter. So Yochid the Rambam Alochik Rabbin, the Alochik should be like Rachomin, that he should recover his Poter of Malkit. The Rambam passed him that he should recover his Chayev Malkit. But you'll see what kind of a lotion the Rambam employs. Perektet Mechatzquayim Alachetes. Perektet Mechatzquayim Alachetes. Eglo sho yomei shchinei soklayim. Hayeshev v'agol olay. V'af al pi sholihinei. Sholihinei. So he said hayeshev v'agol olay. In other words, he paskins that Ayoshif is chayim. V'afal pi shalohinik, she yishivosei geremes li behemo shetim shechagol. Shetim shechagol. So in other words, what does it mean? Because, I mean, this conforms to the Mitzias. I mean, there is no doubt that it is like that. A behemo does not like to stand still when someone is on top of her. So doesn't like it. Maybe the behemo feels more comfortable. I mean, when she starts riding, moving, once a person is on top of her. You'll see, I mean, that the moment a person will get on top of the horse. Even if he will not use any whip and he will not push it with his feet. Sometimes you see that the one who rides the horse, so he'll push it. He'll push it with his feet or use a whip or something. But even if he doesn't use anything, he's not running the rag off, he doesn't do anything, he remains completely passive. The behavior by itself will start moving. Because the behavior feels more comfortable. When it starts moving with a person on top of it, than when it remains standing in one place. So the Rambam says that. Va'afal pi shelo yini, she yishivo seyigin remes lebehim o shetim shechagol. But, so in other words, so we can say, after all, in a case where he's not running the ragol, so he doesn't use his keach in making the behemoth move, but the behemoth does it by itself, because the behemoth feels more comfortable when a person is on top of her to move. So mainly it's not considered that he's manning the behemoth, even though the behemoth actually starts moving because of the pressure of the person's body, of the rider's body on it. But that is not considered that he's manning the behemoth. And we can say, no, since the behemoth does it instinctively as a result of the pressure that it feels from the rider's body on it, so in the melee it's considered that the rider, the one who is on top of the behemoth, he is in effect manning it. So this could be what Tesis means when he says, Azlamat Machate, not the slight movement that doesn't even involve Akiras Yad V'Regel, when the person gets on top of it. After all, this is in Poshut B'Nishtak Yad V'Regel. So that means, the whole Shaila where the Rochel Vidikin and Rochel Vizmatikin is so we stole whether in the has to we require Shtak Yad V'Regel or not. It seems, that in this Gemara intuition, Shtak Yad V'Regel is in Poshut. But, in other words, here it's not because, as far as this slight movement is concerned, that's nothing, because he doesn't involve a Taka Yad V'Regel. But, after all, he's Reichet. Someone is Reichet, and someone is man. So what does Reichet mean? Reichet does not mean that the behemoth stands in one place. Then he's not Reichet. How can you call him Reichet? You cannot call him Reichet. So Reichet means the behemoth keeps on going. But there is a person who pushes it. There is a person who is manning it. But since the behemoth, even without the person pushing it, so it would keep on going. Instinctively, the behemoth starts moving when a person is on top of it. So even when the person drives it and is manning it, so it's considered to be moving on account of the rider too. But that's only called Niat Machmoseh, because actually he doesn't use his force. And of course, if it hadn't been for the manik, so the behemoth would instinctively move, but not such fast pace. The behemoth would move very slowly and probably would make many stops. That's usual when somebody will get on top of the horse and he will not push it, he will not be manning it with force, so then the behemoth will start moving and then it will stop and then again start moving very slowly. So that's why it's called Adle Me'at Machmosu. Azamatma. That's more mistaken. That this is the pshat in Azamatma. All right. Now, so let's see. According to Maram Shif's pshat, so the Gemara is saying, Rochofodiv do topisko. So in other words, because Azamatma Mosei constitutes a kinyan mishiche, and in addition, it's topus b'misire. So the top of the Mesire, over and above the Kinyan, gives it the Adifes. What does it mean, the Adifes? So that gives it more of taking possession than the Manik has. Or Mani Godi. Because there it moves Mikeichel, Machmosei, in a very substantial way. So that involves a greater degree of taking possession than the Adlemat Machmosei of the Reichel, even though there in addition to the Hazlamat Machmosei, so there is also the Topus Misir. Now, so Teisves Pshat in Topus Bemisire, I mean the Topus Bo, Iboyel, El Roch Bokmanik Iboyel, my Roch for the Topus Bo. So what is in Topus Bo? So Teisves says, hey, we follow the Topus Drago. Oy ba meshi yeshi vala. Now let's see. Now let's learn the Teisves. Now, Rochu for the Topus Bo. Hey, we follow the Topus Drago. Oy ba meshi yeshi vala. The Heilu Mikro Topus Bo. Elo ba meshi u Topus Bo misire kor Topus Bo. Do visom uchnok at Heilish. Vitzorich leimar the Topus Bo v'az le name me'at machmos. Oy diu mo mani kodis. The az le machmos ituv. Di loy mi boyle bi rokh fel mi shtofes bo greide im kein ma pech di somuch mi yesh di pote a vach name di rokh li kone vale li in klay mi ni tolu klau bi tvise elo bi azle mach mose u li in kinyen e mi tolu kin bi tofes bo vi loy bi azle mach mose so la ver first tese says that rokh fo di bo tofes bo do di tofes bo because he holds on with his feet his tofes in the animal with his feet. That's not the Gemara doesn't mean that. But what does the Gemara mean? Rochu for the Tofus Bo, because Tofus Misir. Our stages know the Tofus Bo does not mean the Tofus with Piraglo, the Behime. He says because if we say that Tofus Bo means Tofus Piraglo, now this can only have significance in Kenyan. In Kenyan. Mashenki Gabiklaim, there it's not a question of Kenyan. Gabiklaim is in the Nisar of Meloch. We share the Chameos, one is not allowed to do Meloch. Now if he's manic, so he does Meloch. So how can Gemara be patient? The Trochov is not a Kenyan, even though it's Tofus Bo, because Yeshiv is not a Kenyan. So what kind of an analogy is there? Ligabi klaim, so the fact that it's Tofus Bo, Biraglov has no significance. There the only thing that has significance is if he is manic. So Mele Yeshiv, so he's not a manic. Mashenkin here, where it's Tofus Bo, so then it's a Kenyan. So because of that, Teisa says the Tofus Bo means Tofus Bemisir. Tofus Bemisir. So what's the Pshat? Rochu Fodi is the Tofus Bo. So as the Maram Shiv explained the Teisa, Rochu Fodi is because it's Adle Ma'at Machmosei. So there is a Kinyan of, there, so there is a Manik. Not in a very substantial way, but he is a Manik. Really Manik. And in addition, his Tofus Bemisire. His Tofus Bemisire, so since we have the Tofus Bemisire joined to the Kinyan, so that could constitute a greater degree of taking possession than Manik, which does not have any difference joined to the Kinyan. True, in Manik is a greater Manik. Manik is a greater manik than Avramat Machmose. But manik just as manik. It doesn't have anything else joined to it. Mashenkin here, it's also Mat Machmose. That also constitutes a Kenyan by itself. And to this is joined the Tofus Misire. So Mele, he becomes a greater manik. So then he's patient. So when could we say that Rochuf, Tofus Misire, involves a greater degree of manik than manik, that is, if the Hazlamat Machmose in itself is a sufficient kinyan of Misire. And so when it joined to Tofus Misire, so it becomes even a greater manik, a greater degree of taking possession. Mashein kein, from the Mishnah in Klaim, so Rav Yehuda deduces the proposition that Azlamat Machmose is no kinyan at all, is no manik. If it's no manik, so it couldn't become a greater manik a greater manik than manik just because it is joined to Tovis Misire. So this is how it is explained, I mean according to the Maram Shifts. But if we are to say that Rochov Tovis Misire means Rochov Tovis Misire, it means the key consists in the fact that he holds it. So how can we be patient? How can we be patient from climb? So the fact that his tofus has no significance. All right, this is this. Now, the kasha against Tesis Pshati, it's not mashma from the Roshna Gmore, the tofus bo means Tovis Misire. Number one, whenever the Gemara says Tovis Misire, the Gemara spelled out Tovis Misire. How is it that here the Gemara doesn't spell out Tovis Misire? Further, so when the Gemara says, Omele Yivre Vidachinon, Name Damele Heche Poshet Maroch Miyeshe Vyeshe Loi Tovis Misire, Roch of Tovis Misire. So over there the Gemara spells out Tovis Misire. Why doesn't the Gemara spell out Tovis Misire here? That's one kash. But then there's another kash. Now, if we explain it, So, why? What does the Gemara say? Iboilin, my roch for div the tofus bo. Or you do more. So what do you mean tofus bo? Tofus be misire. Tofus misire. So in other words, so why is tofus tofus bo? Or you do more money body the other machmosi. So then, Omaran Yisif, Omar Rav Yudin, there is an ambit. Now, Manik says, Abboi, she calls her Abboi. Umid Apash, Mutak, Kompil, Zeyom, Ishmam, Roch, Lekul, Kom. So, Omar Abbai, Rav Yisif, but, so then, here poshet ma roch mi yeshiv, yeshiv loy tofes misire, rochu tofes misire. Vomali, so he said, so Rav Yeshiv said, Vomali, Rav Shmuel dam tavayin misire loykon, misire loykon. So, since he knew that misire is loykon, that Rav Shmuel said misire loykon, so then, why did he have to resort to the Mishnah in Klayim? He could be patient. He could be patient from Rabbi Shmuel. In other words, since my roch for the tofus bo, why tofus bo? Because tofus be misire. But he knew that misire ben tia is loikone. So since he knew that, he didn't even have to mention the Mishnah in Klai. All he could have said was that ben tia, so tofus misire, he has no significance. The Tofus Misire has no significance. This is the kasha that they ask. I mean, some Rishonim should be better ask against it. Now, so again, so what does the Maram Shiv do with that kasha? So he says, that's the pshat in the Gemara. In other words, of course, Tofus Misire, so of course he knew that Tofus Misire, the Mitzia is not Kainé. He's not Kainé. But he couldn't be patient from that alone. Because it could be the whole Abai was Rochof Odif, not on the basis of Tofus B'Misira alone, but Rochof Odif because of Adlam At Machmosek. So Rochof in itself is a money. But it's not as big a money as Manik Mamish. But since Rochof in itself is a Kiyan, and then to this is joined the Tofus B'Misira, so that gives it a defense to be a greater, to involve, to constitute a greater degree of taking possession than money. So Mimele, he couldn't be patient because Rav Shmuel said Tofus B'Misira is nothing. Tofus B'Misira is nothing to be a king yet, but that doesn't mean that Tofus B'Misira is completely nothing. When Tofus B'Misira is joined to something else that is a king yet, then Rochuf together with Tofus Misire, I mean Rochuf was Lamatma Mosi, together with Tofus Misire, can prevail even against money. So he couldn't be patient. But, so he is patient from the Mishnah in Klai. So there we see that Adlamatma Mosi is no money at all. So that means that Adlamatma Mosi is no Kinyan. So then we don't have a certain adifes that is joined to a Kinyan. So Mimele, it cannot be, it constitute a greater degree of taking possession than money. If, as long as we can assume that Adam Atmach Moshe is in itself a sufficient Kinyan, so that's money in itself. In money in itself, so when the Tofus B'Misira, which is not a Kinyan, But it is something. So when the Tokus B'Mesira is joined to a Kinyan Mishiche, now Adlem Ad Machmotze is a Kinyan Mishiche, so then it can prevail even against money. Mashinke, but the moment we are patient from Mishnah inclined, that Adlem Ad Machmotze is no money. So it's no Kinyan. So the Tokus B'Mesira is not joined to a Kinyan. So some melee it cannot prevail us against money. So then it's nothing, since it's only when the Tokus B'Mesira is joined to a Kinyan. So then it gives the defense to be stronger than the Kinyan of money. But once we appreciate that Adlem Ad Machmotze is no money, is no Kinyan, then the Tokus B'Mesira cannot accomplish anything. This is
how the Maram Shiv explained. Now, the Mariki in Tzedek, rejects Tesis Pshat of Rochufodi, the Tofus Bo, it means Tofus Venisire. For these two reasons. Number one, because how is it that further the Gemara mentions Tofus Venisire, the Gemara spells out Tofus Venisire, and here the Gemara doesn't spell out Tofus Venisire, and also, why isn't the Gemara patient? Why isn't Rav Yehuda patient from Rav Shmuel? Damrut Avayim Misirei Kone. So maybe we cannot say Rochufodi Tofis Bo because B'Mitzie Tofis Misirei is Loikon. So therefore, the Marike in Tzedek says that when the Gemara says Rochufodi Tofis Bo, so Tofis Bo means Tofis Berago. But then Tesis Kashi is. Ooh, so why does the Gemara, how is the Gemara patient? From the Mishnah Klayim, what analogy is there between Klayim and Kinyan? So Bishleim here got the Kinyan, so the fact that he is Tofus, so that makes it a Kinyan. They stop the Raglof, but got the Klayim, he has to do Meloche, B'Shevach HaMeir Yardov. But if he's Manik, so then it's also Meloche, Manik Shevach HaMeir, he's also Meloche. Masha'in Kein, so and even Reiche is there, but he's not money. So it's only Tofus Berago. How could he be considered as Isin Roche B'Shevach HaMeriyah? That's the discussion. So Mariki in Tzedek says, no, of course, the Raya is not, so in other words, in that way, so the Mariki in Tzedek is very similar to Tesis Pshat, according to the way the Maram Shiv explains Tesis. In other words, the Raya from Klayim is only that Azle Me'at Machmose is not a Kinyan. Manik is not considered Manik. Azle Me'at Machmose. Because if Azle Me'at Machmose would constitute Manik, so he should be Chayim. Like Manik Shem HaMeyav. So we see that the Chachomim are patron by Klai. So that means that Adlem Ad Machmose does not constitute into a Manik of the Shem HaMeyav. So Memeilu, it's not a Kinyan. If it's not a Kinyan, so Tofus Beraglov has no adif. So in other words, so the Mariki and Tzedek's Pshat is very much similar to Tesis Pshat, the way the Maram Shiv explained it. The only thing is, just in other words, Mamish in the same way. Only difference is that whereas according to Tesis, as the Maram Shiv explained it, so the Adifes consists in the fact that he's Tofus B'Mesira. So when the Adifes of Tofus B'Mesira is joined to the Kinyan of Adlem Me'at Machmose, so then it can constitute a greater degree of taking possession than Manik Mamesh. So the Mariki in Tzedek says the same way, he says. In other words, it, of course the Kinyan is constituted by the Adlem Ad Machmose. So that makes it into a Manik. That makes Manik. But of course, Manik Mamesh is a greater Manik than the Manik of Adlem Ad Machmose. But with the Tofus Beraglov, when the Adifes of Tofus Beraglov is joined to the Kinyan Manik that is involved in Adlem Ad Machmose, then the Reichel, becomes involves a greater degree of taking possession than money. So it's the same way. So the Marikin Sedek is Helikantesis, but it's the same kind of oneness, except that according to Tesis, so the Adifes is constituted by the Tofus Ben Sireh, even though it's not a kinyan by itself. But when this Tofus Ben Sireh is joined to the manik of Oslem At Machmosei, then it becomes a greater degree of taking possession than manik mamesh. And according to the Marikin Sedek, so the Adifes is constituted by Tofus Berak. So in other words, so that means my rochopot. Because first of all, it's Adam at Machmosei, and that in itself is a kinyan of Mishich, Adam at Machmosei. But of course, a manik mamish involves a greater degree of money. But here we have a sufficient degree of money on account of Adam at Machmosei, and on top of that we have the Tofus Viraglov. So together with the Tofus Viraglov, the manik of Adam at Machmosei, together with the Tofus Viraglov, constitutes a greater degree of taking possession than manikman. Alright, so then the Gemara says, the Gemara is spatiated, so in other words, Rav Yehuda was spatiated from Yeshiv Vikore, so that means, so it's no kinyan, so Mimele, if it's no kinyan, so just Tofus Viraglov by itself is nothing. Tofus Viraglov by itself is nothing if it's no king. So then Sabaye said, here the poshit ma rochov mi yeshiv, yeshiv with tofus mi sire, rochov is tofus mi sire. So that means so mimele, if it is asle miat machmose, this is Sabaye saying, if it is asle miat, so in other words, if it is asle miat machmose, and Tofus Bemisire, then it is a kinyan. Then the Aslam At Machmosei together with the Tofus Bemisire, it constitutes a kinyan Mishire. And we don't have to say that Abaye didn't know of Rabbi Shmuel Taloche that Mishire Bemisire is loikon. I mean, that Marikin Tzedek doesn't discuss it. But we could say that the Marikin Tzedek holds that Abaye also knew of what Rabbi Shmuel said, but that Tofus Mesire by itself is not a kinyan Mishire. Masha'ikin Tofus Mesire together with the Aslan Mi'at Machmosei, that is a kinyan Mishire. That constitutes a sufficient degree of taking possession. And Mimele together with the Tofus Biraglov. So it should prevail even as against Mani Mamesh. Or we can say, as the Maram Shif says in Tetzis, so we can say that in the Mariki and Tzedek, that Abaye really thought that Tofus B'Misireh is a Kinyan. So Mimele sees it is a Kinyan on account of Tofus B'Misireh, and it's Tofus B'Raglov, so that should make it into a greater degree. That should constitute a greater degree of taking possession. So it should prevail even as against manik. All right. Now the taste says, and now let's see the first taste says, manik lechud emi kemandom avlekon. Apo gavu rab shimen isle yitzerkan lichushin, vidhimo bein dako, bein gaso, emi kezal agboye, vikomo kempolech mikirach tamastis, dort na ne hat roch gar man wo die ganze kamel zwischen dem gas nicht im sira der mehr der blazer der hat der mehr blazer ab im sira kommen auf die kosch gemischt die hin hat schon bigmor der hier der maske im sira habe beruche ab im sira und mock im maske im sira darf ge wohl im sira I mean that's the shit that im sira is always better than im sira why because hat boy im sira all based upon the same concept of dover amiknem yad liyad, of taking possession. So Agboye represents the highest kind of taking possession, of exercise of dominion. And then Mishiche, and then the lowest is Misir. The low Misir, of how long it talk with Matinos. Rochu vud loikon. So the Gemara says, hey minai, hey chadom, ilim rochu lechude mani gochude mikvando mali kone, elikim mali kone, rochu vud loikim mani maa. umas nissen der hat rochu. So what bother taste? So doch kam und mani brado. So what bother taste? What bother taste? What bother taste was in other words, how can we say the trochov is not kene, but it's a mishten vreshe, the trochov is kene. It's a mishten vreshe, the trochov is kene. So he says, why mishten? Because echot trochov, echot manik. So we say that it is kene. So even together with manik, so it's a dochel, it can't be manik v'rano. Now, the marsho has the kashe and this little piece says, trochov mikon, you must listen to echot trochov. So in other words, so we can infer from the Mishnah of Echot Rochel, Echot Manik, that Rochel is the Kinyan. And not only that it is the Kinyan by itself, that it's even a Kinyan when it's together with Manik. So Teisa says, no, because the Gemara applies the Echot Rochel to the case of Manik Rago, but Rochel by itself, perhaps, is no Kinyan at all. So the Mashiach of the Kashe, why does Teisa emphasize? Umas listen the Echot Rochel, why doesn't Teisa say, umas listen the Shnayim Rechvin? Because the Roshan HaMishni is, hoi Shnayim Rechvin Ogam Veheimo, hoi Shu Echot Rechvin Echot Mani. So first, the Mishnah mentions, so the ratio of that Bobe, so it mentions Shnayim Rechvin. Then the Savior of that Bobe mentions the case of Echot Rechvin Echot Mani. So why does Teisa mention the Savior of this Bobe? Why doesn't Teisa mention the ratio of that Bobe? Teisa should have said, Umas listen the Shnayim Rechvi? Umas listen the Shnayim Rechvi? That's the Mashos Kash. So, all right, let's go over the next thing. We'll see, I mean, what the Mashos Kare is. I mean, what the Magam Shif is, Masik and the Mashos Kare. Now, the next thing is, Oy Dil Me Mani Bol. Tein, the Lipshet Umas listen the Mani Keine, Bimokim Rochu, vi rochu feire bi manik biraglov kolch bi manik odif da filo bi mokim rochu bi manik biraglov konne kolch bi mokim rochu bi chut so he says that he heard from Shmuel two aloches so he heard aloche in connection with rochu bi mokim manik and one is kene one is not kene and he doesn't know what Shmuel said whether Shmuel said that Rochov Moke Manik, so Rochov is Kene, Manik is not Kene, or Shmuel said Rochov Moke Manik, Manik is Kene, Rochov is not Kene. So Teisa says, Akashe, how can he have any sveikis as to what Shmuel said? So why can't we be patient that Manik is Kene Moke Moke? Vi Rochov Aire, vi Manik bi Raglov. So Kolshkin di Manik Odi. Manik Odi. Da fiel bi mokim roche vu man in berad was konne kolschen bi mokim roche we gut kolschen bi mokim roche we gut in other words so we can be patient from the mishne that manik certainly is kene mokim roche so Shmuel couldn't have said that manik bi mokim roche we not kene because that we can be patient from the mishne now once we are patient that Shmuel couldn't have said that manik is not Kene B'mokim Rochu, so obviously Shmuel must have said, but Shmuel did say, you remember Rav Yude, that Shmuel said, well, it's Rochu and Mani, together, so one is Kene, one is not Kene. So we should be patient from the Mishneh, that Mani is certainly Kene B'mokim Rochu. So, but Shmuel said that one is not Kene, so what must he have said? What must he have said? He must have said that Rochu is not Kene. When it's Rochu B'mokim Mani, so Shmuel must have said, Manik is Kene and Rochov is not Kene. So then there will be no Kashe, so why couldn't he ask a Kashe from the Mishneh against that too? How could Shmuel say that when Rochov is Mokim Manik, so Rochov is not Kene, but the Mishneh says, oh yeah, Chodreira v'chod Manik, so both are Kene? No, that wouldn't be a Kashe, because the Mishneh could be applied to Rochov that is Manik Beragov. So in other words, so when the Rochov is also Manik Beragov, and then the Manik is just Manik. So then the Rochov is also Kene. Masheinke, and when did Shmuel say that Rochov Moke Manik, so the Rochov is not Kene, when the Rochov is not Manik Brado. But one thing we certainly could be patient, since Shmuel definitely said, in connection with Rochov Moke Manik, that one is Kene and one is not Kene, the question is, who is Kene, did Shmuel say? And who is not Kene? So obviously Shmuel must have said that that Rochov is not Canaan. But Shmuel had reference to a Rochov that was not Mani Vragov. So when it's a Rochov that is not Mani Vragov, be mocking Mani, so then Shmuel must have said that the Mani is Canaan, the Rochov is not. The Rochov is not Canaan. And the Mishnah which says that both are Canaan has reference to a Rochov, be mocking Mani, that is not Mani Vragov. That is not Mani Vragov. This is a discussion. Tamed Rishon must listen to Mani Kenem of Rochov. Vi Rochov Eire, vi Mani Vragov. So, coached the Mani Godin. Da filo bi Mokim Rochov, vi Mani Vragov. So the Mani does not become bottle. Even if against the Rochov and Mani Vragov, the Mani does not become bottle. Certainly, against the Rochov that is not the Mani Vragov, so the Mani does not become bottle. But Shmuel did say that one becomes bottle. So obviously Shmuel must have said that in the case of Rochov, who is not the Manik Viraglu, be Moki Manik, so then the Rochov becomes what? Rochov Mikot. Because Rochov Chud, the Yesh Leima, the Namish Neim Leviach, the Kone Manik be Mokim Rochov. The Afilo Loi Kone, Mikre Murze, the Chidin the Manik Lechude, Shaloi be Mokim Rochov. Kone Mikre Murze, Afilo be Mokim Rochov. ומכל מוקים לכמה מוכר שפי המסליס לרוחב לחוד יקונה לאחר שקור מורזק די אפילו לחוד אל יקונה סבור יהודה אפילו מורזק נאמה להב So what does Taisa say? Taisa says that the Abaye of this Gemara, this whole Gemara deals not with the question of Mursek. Because actually, you see, when let's say, if Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochov Lechude and Manik Lechude, so then the whole memory of Shmuel had reference to Kine, not to Mursek. But if we say that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochov Mokim Manik, that means that Shmuel took it for granted that Rochov Lechude is a Kine. And of course Manik Lechude is a Kine. So he said his memory in regard to the case of Rochov Bimokim Mani, then we can raise the question, what was the Abaye of Rav Yudeh? Was Abaye's Rav Yudeh in connection with Kiyan or was it in connection with Murzek? In other words, so when Shmuel said that Rochov Bimokim Mani, so one is Kene and one is not Kene. Let's say that Rochov is not Kene, Mani is Kene. So does it mean b'tiras kinyan? So Rochov Mokim Mani is not Canaan. Or b'tiras Murzek. So Teisa says in so many words that the Abaye of Rav Yudeh, the whole Shaila of Rav Yudeh, was in connection with kinyan, not in connection with Murzek. But if something is no kinyan by itself, then it cannot become a Murzek. So if Rochov Lechudeh is no kinyan, then Hoyo Echad Rechiv is not considered a Murzek. When can one be considered a Murzek on account of the fact that he is Rochov Al Beimo, if Rochov by itself is a Kiyan? And since it is capable of being Kene, so Memele, when he is Rochov and he says Kulashali, so he's a Murzek. He's a Murzek. But if Rochov by itself is no Kiyan, then it cannot even be Murzek. Now, then it cannot be Murzek. Why is that? I mean, why should Murzek depend upon Kiyan? After all, it's two separate things. Murzek is Murzek, Kiyan is Kiyan. The answer is, because the Kiyan, what kind of a Kiyan is it? If Rochov is a Kiyan. So it's a Kiyan Mishir. Now, the Kiyan Mishir is based upon the concept of Dovah Nikta Miyad Liyad, of taking possession. And what does Murzek mean? The possessor. So in many ways, if Rochov Lechudeh is not a Kinyan, if Rochov If Rochov Lechudeh is not a Kinyan, so that means that Rochov, like Machmosi, whatever it is, so does not constitute taking possession. If it does not count, and that's the reason why it's not a king in the Chule. If it does not count that you're taking possession, how could it become a Murzek to Rochel? But if Rochel itself now, but once we assume that Rochel by itself, is a king. This is what they say. That if Rochel by itself is a king, and of course money by itself is a king. So Mele, Rochel by itself is a Murzek, and money by itself is a Murzek, because if Rochel by itself is a king, and what kind of a king is it? Of the one to be had liad, of taking possession. So Mele, Rochel by itself is a Murzek. Money by itself is a key, and why? Because of the one it may have had, because it's taking possession. So the male is a Murzek, he's considered the possessor. And then something else. Once Rochel by itself is a key, and so the male Rochel by itself is a Murzek. So even Rochel be mocking money is a Murzek. So there is no shaila in the Gemara, according to this. Once we assume that, once we lay down the premise, that Rochel by itself is a kinyan, and of course money by itself is a kinyan. So what kind of a kinyan is it? Of the anitmiyad miyad, of taking possession. So mainly it follows logically that Rochel by, not only Rochel by itself is a Murzek, and money by itself is a Murzek, but even Rochel by mocking money is a Murzek. Let's say if Rochel Bechude is not a Kinyan, so that means that Rochel, Abedat Machmosi, whatever it is, so does not constitute taking possession. If it does not count, and that's the reason why it's not a Kinyan Lechude. If it does not constitute taking possession, how could it become a Murzek to Rochel? But if Rochel itself now, but once we assume that Rochel by itself, is a king. This is what they say. That if Rochel by itself is a king, and of course money by itself is a king. So Mele, Rochel by itself is a Murzek, and money by itself is a Murzek, because if Rochel by itself is a king, and what kind of a king is it? Of the one to be had liad, of taking possession. So Mele, Rochel by itself is a Murzek. Money by itself is a king, and why? Because of the one to be had liad, because it's taking possession. So the male is a Murzek, he's considered the possessor. And then something else. Once Rochel by itself is a Kinyan, so the male Rochel by itself is a Murzek. So even Rochel be mocking money is a Murzek. So there is no shaila in the Gemara, according to this. Once we assume that, once we lay down the premise that Rochel by itself is a Kinyan, and of course money by itself is a Kinyan, so what kind of a Kinyan is it? Of taking possession. So mainly it follows logically that Rochel by, not only Rochel by itself is a Murzek, and money by itself is a Murzek, but even Rochel by mocking money is a Murzek. There is no shail. But the shail in the Gemara is whether true that Rochel by itself is a kinyan, what kind of a kinyan? Of taking possession, but maybe when it's together with Manik, Rochel with Moke Manik, maybe Rochel is not a Kinyan, because maybe Manik constitutes a greater degree of taking possession. So Mele Manik is a Kinyan and Rochel is not a Kinyan. But even if we say that Rochel together with Manik, Rochel with Moke Manik is not a Kinyan, because Manik constitutes a greater degree of taking possession, but it's not Mivatel the Shem Murzek of Rochel, even of Rochel with Moke Manik. This is Tesis Shita. So this is what he says. The Mena Mishnei Lechiyah Vikoni. Because our Mishnei is not based upon the Kinyan. But our Mishnei is based upon the concept of Murzek. So once we say that Rochel by itself is the Kinyan, so the Mele, Rochel by itself is the Murzek. And once Rochel by itself is the Murzek, so Rochel Mokim Manik is also the Murzek. But it could be that Rochel by Mokim Manik is not king. Why? Because since Mokim Manik, and Manik constitutes a greater degree of taking possession, so Mele Rochel is bottle, the Kinyan of Rochel is bottle, but in Murzek it is. And in the Mishneh, the question is whether they are Murzek. So Echot Rechot, Echot Manik, so each one is considered a Murzek, so Mele is Yachvei. die Menschen in der Kirche können Mannig machen Rochel. Da viele Leute können mit dem Musik, die Kirche Mannig machen Rochel, die Kirche Mannig machen Rochel, ist mit dem Musik, aber mit dem Rochel. Und mit kaum noch mit dem Buch Aschapri, was nicht mit Rochel, die Kirche Mannig. Mit Acha, die Kirche Mannig. Die hier viele Leute können, Svori und da viele Musik Namen haben. Wie kein, die Musik war alle, wie kein Lehiel, die kommen, ihr Leben mit Hoh, Schnei Mosi, Hayom Akula Akbati, aber Schnei, die ich will, die Kone, aus dem Namen, Afal Gav, Ich muss es nehmen zu uns in Likonu, mit der Musik. Kiven die Mäuer, man wir alle Chude, ihr hohe Chavere, doch ist das Schöne. Hohe keine, wir kachen die Musik auf dem Chavere. Und ich sehe, wenn ich hier die Woche, wo man nicht kann ich nehmen, wenn man kann sehen, die Ktone, ich muss Schnee mit dem Jachleiko. Der ist Schnee, so der Pschat ist nicht Schnee mit dem, that each one grabbed it to Rochel, and that one grabbed it, der Schnee mit dem, that one grabbed it to Rochel, and the other one grabbed it to Mani. No! שתהי שני מילים שכך קונים סביחה זה בחיל איזה נוגה אלא שניים בנוגה או אין בקניין אחר ואתה תלבי שני מילים או יש אלים that they both grabbed it at the same time one through Rochel and one through Manik then it would be Achleik because perhaps Rochel מוקם Manik is not a kinyan or Manik מוקם Rochel is not a kinyan now so the Machor as the Kasha here Now the Mashor not on this thesis, but the Mashor on the small thesis, and the thesis is about a mask, Rochu would we come. So we must listen to Echad Rochu, doch we come on the manic barato. So why doesn't thesis say you must listen to Schneim Rechvin? Why does thesis say you must listen to Echad Rochu? That's the Mashor's question. Let thesis say at all, the ratio of this Bove discusses Schneim Rechvin. Only the same discusses Echad Rochu Echad Manic. So let thesis say you must listen to Schneim Rechvin. Doch wie kam ein Mann in Rago. So, der Mashor says, und was wissen, der hat Rochel, doch wie kam ein Mann in Rago. Aber im Schnein Reich, wenn Kulo öfter die Kaschelu, wie kein Maschma mit Ivreim wie kam ein. So, was ist mit Maschma mit Ivreim wie kam ein? Because he says, und ich sehe, wenn ich hier, der Rochel, wo man nicht kann, ich nehme, dann mache ich sie. So, he says, so, there too, he mentions, Echot Rochel hat Manik, not Schneim Reich. So he says, Vahayne, Mishum dikel neymar, di Schneim krui mozoki. Uvi chive lichute, Schneim likon. Avol, mikol mokim, Echot Rochel, Echot Manik, Porch Shapir. Di Rochel, lichute likone, lehavikore murzek, ligabi Manik, di lichute namikon. Porch Shapir, di Rochel, lichute likone, lehavikore murzek. ליגבי מניק, די לחוד נאמיקון, די רוחל לחוד ליקון. But from there is no kasha from שניים רייכלין, because שניים רייכלין, even if we say that רוחל is not kene, but when שניים רייכלין, so both could be considered nozaki. So the Maramshil, this is the Marshos Teretz. And the kasha that the Mashor asks against Tesis. In other words, the kasha by the Mashor against Tesis was, why does Tesis say Rochel Likone? U must listen to Echad Rochel, let Tesis say, U must listen to Schneim Rechli. So that's the kasha of the Mashor. So the terrace of the Mashor is no. There is no kasha from Schneim Rechli against Rochel Likone. Because we could say that Rochel by itself is no kinyan. But even though Rochel by itself is no kinyan, but Rochel by itself is a muzek. So Mele Schneim Rechvim, so Schneim Amozok. And he mentions the Teisves first, or the Teisves Dibra Maschel Dibra Mani Godif. Where does Teisves in Dibra Maschel Dibra Mani Godif say that even if Rochel by itself is no kinyan, but Rochel by itself could be a muzek, so Mele Schneim Rechvim, so both are Mozoki. Tesis doesn't say that in their Tesis. Dibra Maschel, the Manor, what does Tesis say? Avon Schneim Shinkbiu Likone. Vichayu Yiu Likoma Rile Memo Schneim Ozem Hayom Akula Agbate. Avon Schneim Shinkbiu Likone. Hoso Name Avo Gav Dich Moishe Im Schneim Tfusim Loikone Mikre Murzek Kivn Dim Hoyo Magbiu Lichude Il Hoyo Chavere Tofet Vatasheni Hoyo Kei
לקח יראה מוזק. So this says that even if we say, that שניים שהגביעו, so לא יקונה לא יזה ולא יזה, and the third party can grab it, but when שניים, so when שניים are תפוסים, so then they are both מזוק. So this is to not sure, deduce it from this, just as this says, in connection with שניים שהגביעו, that even if we assume that שניים שהגביעו is לא יקונה לא יזה ולא יזה, but מוזוקים they are, so the same thing, even if רוחוב לחודי is לא יקונה, but if שניים הרכבים, so מוזוקים they are. So the Marashiv, this is what Marsha says. So the Marashiv says, and the Marashiv is certainly right. I mean, it doesn't follow, not only doesn't follow, on the contrary, from the thesis it's much more the reverse, because all the thesis says is that where a certain maise constitutes a kinyan when it's done by one person himself, so even though that maise, when it's done jointly by two, so it's no kinyan for this one or for that one, but since when that maise, when it's done by one, is a kinyan, so mele it makes him a muzek even when it's done by the two. So in other words, so Teisa says, even if we assume that שניים שהגביעו, so we call לא יזה ולא יזה, but אחד שהגביע is a kinyan. So since אחד שהגביע is a kinyan, so true that when שניים שהגביעו, so it's no kinyan for either one, but no זוק in the אר. מה שאין כן, in a case where the maise is of such character that even if one does it exclusively, without another party joining him in the same maise, so it's no kinyan, then he couldn't be moved. So we couldn't say that the reason as to why Teisus asks umasnisen der echod rochuf, so is doch ali tamon bimane, so why Teisus asks from echod rochuf echod manik, and Teisus couldn't ask from שניים רכבים, because from שניים רכבים there is no kashe. From שניים רכבים there is no kashe. Even if Rochov is not, Rochov Lechude is not a Kinyan, but still שניים רכבים would be Merzokim. No! Ein noch name. The same kashe. According to Maram Shiv, so the same kashe that Teisus asks, umasnissen der Echot Rochov, so Teisus could ask from שניים רכבים too. שניים רכבים too. But it says, לקמו ממני במרגלוב, so of course this is a teretz. So this is a teretz on שניים רכבים as well. But, in other words, but we couldn't say like the Marsha, that even if Rochov by itself would be no kinyan, but still שניים רכבים would be מוזוק. No, because if Rochov by itself is no kinyan, then according to Teisus, Rochov by itself would be no muzek either. No muzek either. All the Teisus says, in the Teisus of Ramasl, the Lemani Kodesh, is that since Agboye by itself, by one, he is a kinyan. So Mele, Shnayim should be would be no zokin, even if we assume that Shnayim should be is no kinyan for either. Why? Because Muzek depends upon what? Upon the fact that he is the possessor. That's the literal meaning of Muzek, possess. Now, what does the kinyan depend on? Kinyan depends upon the fact that he's taking possession. I mean the kinyan of Agboye Mishiche. Misire. So it depends upon the fact that he's taking possession. So Mimele, if let's say Hagboye by one person would be no kinyan, so Hagboye by one wouldn't make him into a muzek either. But since Hagboye is a kinyan, and what kind of a kinyan is it? Because he's taking possession. So Mimele, when one is Magbia, he's Tofus, he's considered a muzek as well. Teisus says that even if we assume that Shnayim Sheikbiu, no one is Kenan. But only because two are involved in that way. But when one is Magbia, it is a Kenan. So mainly even when Shnayim is Magbia, even if we assume that Shnayim Sheikbiu is no Kenan for either one, but Muzok in the art. Masha'in Kenan, if we say that Chochov be'atz melikon. So mainly Chochov couldn't be removed. This is what Marav Shiv says. And his time is a very strong time against it. The Masho. It's not Mistaba like the Masho at all. Alright. Now, Rochov Lechude Likon. The next thing. Rochov Lechude. Now, just one second.
Now, so according to the Maram Shiv, according to Maram Shiv, so Tesis Pshat in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara has the Abaye. The Gemara, Rav Yudah raised the Abaye. El Rochav Makmani Giboyer. My Rochav for this. So why? So Rochav by itself is a Kiyan. Why is Rochav by itself a Kiyan? Because that's where Matmach Moshe. So that's also a Mishik. But Rochav Makmani, So Shmuel said that one is Kane and one is not Kane. So his Abaye is who is Kane and who is not Kane. So that two of them is, so we could say that Rochov is Kane, because true Rochov by itself is a Kane Mishiche, and Mani by itself is certainly a Kane Mishiche. But when Rochov is together with Mani, so Rochov constitutes a greater degree of taking possession, because it's Tofus Misire joined. The Tofus Misire is joined to the Kiyam Mishiche that is involved in the Ozum Miat Machmot. Oh, Manik is Manik constitutes a greater degree of taking possession. Manik gives out a greater degree of possession. And then, he was patient from the Mishnah in Klayim. So Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Heiche poshit ma roch mi yeshev, yeshev litofes mi misire. So the Maram Shiv says, the Maram Shiv himself says, that it's because Abaye held that tofes mi misire is a kinyan even mitzie, so mele we have a kinyan of tofes mi misire, and in addition it's also ma'at machmose, so the also ma'at machmose will be the difference, which will make it. So when the difference of Osmat Machmose is joined to the Kinyan of Tofes Mesire, so that will constitute a greater degree of taking possession than Manig Mamesh, the Manig Mamesh. So he answers him, no, Tofes Mesire is not a Kinyan. So since Tofes Mesire is not a Kinyan, so in order that one Mishiche should constitute a greater degree of taking possession than another Mishiche, there must be a certain difference joined to a Kinyan. But we see from the Mishnah in Klayim that Osmat Machmose is no Kinyan. Avramat Machmose is no Kinyan, and Tofes Mesire is certainly no Kinyan, according to Rabbi Yudah, because Rabbi Shmuel Damat Abaye. So the two together could not constitute a Kinyan either, together, since each one by itself does not constitute a Kinyan. But when one is a Kinyan, so then a certain adifes that is joined to the Kinyan could make it into a greater degree of taking possession than Manigmanish. Alright, this is the Maram Shiv's explanation of Tesis Shita here in the Gemara of Osman. Then the Nachlas Dovid doesn't like that, Nachlas Dovid. So he explains it differently. He said as follows. Why does he say, Rochuf Odif, dot of his boss? So the Nachlas Dovid himself, he comes to the conclusion, like the Mariki and Tzedek, that Tofus Bo doesn't even mean Tofus Ben Sir. But Tesis certainly says that Tofus Bo doesn't mean Tofus Ben Sir. Tofus Bo doesn't mean Tofus Raglov. That it means Tofus Ben Sir. David explains Tesis Pshat as follows. My Rochov. Why? Because Rochov is a king, Adonat Machmos. And in addition, it's Tofus Ben Sir. So Tofus Ben Sir gives him a din mus. So there is a king and plus more. So actually, the way I explained the Maram Shiv, so the Nachlas Dovid is probably says the same thing as the Maram Shiv. But Nachlas Dovid apparently understood the Maram Shiv as saying something else, so that's why he was masik. He was masik against the Maram Shiv, and he says it's out of pshat. But the Nachlas Dovid's pshat itself has no logic unless we explain it in the same way as I explained the Maram Shiv. Otherwise, I don't understand, the Nachlas Dovid's pshat. So he says as follows, the Nachlas Dovid. I'm using the words of the Nachlas Dovid. So the Nachlas Dovid says as follows. Iboyo, el rochu makmanik iboyo. My rochu fodi, why? Because it's adlevat machmosi. So it's a king. So he says the same thing in regard to this as Maram Shiv, so it's a king. And then it's tofus ben sir. Is Tofus Mesire. So what's the significance of Tofus Mesire? Is Murs. Tofus Mesire gives him a Murs. And then, Oidil Momanik Odif. Oidil Momanik. So in other words, so Rochov is Odif. Why? Because on one hand we have Manik, which constitutes a Kinyan Mesire, and we have
hochhof, also mach Mosse, it's also a kirmschich. But of course, money is more of a money than also mach Mosse. But the kinyan of also mach Mosse, the kirmschich of also mach Mosse, is coupled with Tovus Mesira, which means Mosse. So we have, and money is just kinyan, so it's a greater money than also mach Mosse. But it's not coupled with Mosse. So when we have a kinyan plus muzek, and one person makes a kinyan plus muzek, and the other person makes a kinyan and no muzek, so the kinyan plus muzek prevails as against the kinyan without muzek, Or in Dilma Manigodi. Oy dilmo mani godiv, so Nachus David explains it. What does it mean? Oy dilmo mani godiv, that means dilmo mani godiv means because manik is a kinyan. Because manik is a kinyan. So, and manik is certainly a kinyan. And two, that Osmat Machmose is a kinyan. Because now Rav Yude is assuming that Shmuel said that either one by itself is a kinyan. But manik is certainly more of a mishiche, involves more of a mishiche than Adol Me'at Machmosei. And then he's manik, so manik is more of a muzek. Manik is more of a muzek than Rav. Because he's manik, so that he's more of a muzek than Rav. So in other words, that's the shaila. So it is taken for granted by Rav Yude that when one makes a kinyan without muzek and the other one makes a kinyan with muzek, so the one that makes the kinyan that is coupled with muzek prevails is against the one that makes a kinyan without muzek. But the shaila is, who is muzek? So one alternative, so who is the muzek? The rochel is the muzek because it's not the misire. But the manik is not the muzek. Even though it's manish. But and the other alternative, oy dilmo manikodif, why? Because the manik is a muzek. Now, this whole swore that kinyan with muzek is stronger than kinyan without muzek, and even mentions emotion and out. Now, let's say Habote Behefker is fun. If he made tear. So there is a mandomar in Abayis Valiyo, as Stasis points out, that Benjamin Dalet, that it is a kinyan. Now suppose two people would be mabi behefker at the same time, mamish at the same time, Reuven and Shimon. So we would have abote, and it will be the kind of abote that is a kinyan mitzvah, not a riyah b'almi, but the kind that a riyah that has tirch, that involves tirch. So suppose Reuven and Shimon would make the habote that involves tirch at the same time. In the mitzvah, at the same time, but Reuven's abote would be coupled with aboye, and Shimon's abote, which is also a kinyan, would not be coupled with aboye. So then the obvious answer would be that Reuven would be kinyan, Shimon not. Why? Because since Reuven's abote is coupled with aboye, so Reuven's kinyan of aboye is joined with muzek. Boy also, Sagboy is a muzek. Mashenki Shimon only has a bote, it's only a kinyan behefker, but no muzek. So if two people, both make the kinyan at the same time, but one's kinyan is coupled with muzek, the other's kinyan is not coupled with muzek, so the one whose kinyan is coupled with muzek, so he prevails. I mean, so how does he know that? So it could be explained. I mean, what Nachus David says, could be explained, in other words, on the basis of the same concept, that since the kinyan, let's say in other kinyoni, it wouldn't matter, it would have no significance. But in the kinyan of Agboye, Mishire, and Misire, where all these kinyonim are based upon the concept of Dovr Hanikne Miyad Liyad, of Dovr Hanikne Miyad Liyad. So Mimele, if it's Dovr Hanikne Miyad Liyad, so that means the taking possession of Achnosel Yoshuse, taking possession. So if, let's say, one kinyan, let's say, so we could say, in other words, since the rochuf is also a kinyan of taking possession,
because it's Adle Mat Machmose. Adle Mat Machmose. And it is also in Mose. So it's also in Mose. So it constitutes a greater degree of taking possession than the kinyan of taking possession of money. So again, we have to base it upon the same concept. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. But if we explain it on the basis of the concept that the kinyan of Mishiche in itself is based upon the fact that he's taking possession, then we could understand Nachus David. But if this is what Nachus David means, then he's saying the same thing that the Maram Shiri say, according to the way I explain the Maram Shiri. But obviously, it's obvious that the Nachus David did not understand the Maram Shiri that way. So, if the Nachus David did not understand the Maram Shiri that way, so Mimele was Masik on the Maram Shiri. But if we understand the Maram Shiri that way, so then the Maram Shiri's Pshat and Tesis makes better sense than Nachus David's Pshat and Tesis. All right. Now the next thesis. Rochel v'chuder kone. Nira de Rav Yudeh hoyo misup. Im shoma mishmuel de Rochel v'chuder omanik v'chuder. Vios poshet lei de Rochel v'chuder kone. O im shmuelei v'rochel v'mokmanik. Vios misapke lehei minai kone. Dilo misapke lehei lo shoma mishmuel de Rochel v'mokmanik. Visuloi im keisvio mishmuel de Rochel v'chuder kone. Vashte poshet Rav Yudeh afil v'chuder kone. So what does Tesis say? Rashi doesn't mention it. So because of that, the Maram Shif says that according to Rashi, so Rav Yudeh was patient once of it. In other words, that Shmuel did not say that Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochel Mokiman. In connection with Rochel Mokmani, he said his memory. But Rav Yudeh took it for granted that Rochel by itself is a king. And the Shaila was Rochel Mokmani, whether it's a king or it's not a king. Whether it's a king or not a king. This is how the Maram Shif explains Rashi. But we'll see, Rashi, what Rashi Shita is. But his Shita is that Rav Yudeh really had two sveikis. Rav Yudeh really had two sages. Number one, maybe Shmuel said his memory in connection with Rochel Galo and Mani Galo. So then the Hechach is, so then we must come to the obvious, to the inevitable conclusion that Shmuel must have said that Rochel is not Kelem and Yiske. But it's possible that Shmuel, in other words, that Shmuel made his memory in connection with Rochel alone money. But then you obviously must have said Rochel is not Kenim and Iskim. But then maybe Shmuel took it for granted that Rochel by itself is Kenim. Or it's Kenim. But his memory he said in connection with Rochel Mokmanik. And then he said that one of the two of Rochel Mokmanik is Kenim and one is not Kenim. He says, דיווי מסבתא לי, או שומא משמואל ברוך מקמאני בזולי, אם כן סבירה לי לשמואל, דירוכו לחודי קוני, דירוכו לחודי קוני, ויחשתי פה שתרב יהודי, דאפילו לחודי לא יקוני. I mean, so that's faces right. All right. Now, the Gemara said, הויו שניים רכבים על גבי בהימו, מן, אילו ימרד מאיר, חשתי יש את קוני רוכו מבויה, אלאב רבונון, ושמע מנו רוחב קונה. So he more answers, אוכל מייסקינו מני ורגו. יוכל, היי נמני, תרי גם נמני, מה הוא ליטי מרוחב עוד? דו מני ביטוב לבוא, כמה שמלון, מה הוא ליטי מרוחב עוד? פיריש, חסקוסיות, ויבאתי לס חסקס המני. So in other words, the Mishnah's reference. So in other words, so the Gemara is saying now that רוחב is not king. רוחב is not king. So, but the Mishnah, which says Shnayim Reichven Al Gabi Behemo, has reference to the case. Now, according to Tesis Pshat, now the Mishnah certainly does not deal with Kinyan. The Mishnah discusses the Kinyan of Mus. But if Rochel by himself is not a Kinyan, so then it couldn't be Mus. It couldn't be Mus. I mean, not as the Marsha says. It's very difficult what the Marsha says. It's a Maram Shiv points out. So in other words, so since Rav Yudeh was patient, the Trochum by itself is no Kinyan, so Roch by itself couldn't be Muzek. So Shnaim Reichvim couldn't be Muzakim either. So the Mele, when the Mishnah says that Shnaim Reichvim, so they are Muzakim, and the Echot Reichvim and Manik, so are also the both Muzakim, because the Mishnah is reference to a Rochum that is also Manik Brado. So of course, Rochum that is also Manik Brado is certainly a Kinyan. If it is certainly a Kinyan, so the Mele, it is a Muzek. So the Mele, Shnaim Reichvim are also Muzakim. So what does the Gemara say? Yoche, heine manik priga ane manik, maure teme roche podi, do manik zitofen, bo, kumash, maure teme roche podi, pire ish cheskosi odi, vi vati les cheskes an manik, kumash milon di schneen mozokim, vi ach leik. So I could say that even the case of roche, that is also a manik ragov, so I should say that when one is a roche, and one is a manik, so I should say that the Rochum is Odif. So Zeh Reichiv is a Manik. Echot Reichiv, Echot Manik. Zeh Ima Kulushali, Zeh Ima Kulushali. One could argue in such a case. So we should apply the Aloch of Amizmach Adol Varaye. After all, Reuven and Shimon. So Shimon is a Rochum and Manik Rav. Reuven is a Rochum and Manik Rav. Shimon is just a Manik. So one could argue, Reuven should have the whole behemoth. Why? Because Amitzvah Havel Raye, since Reuven is both Rochuv and Mani Brago, Shimon is only Mani Brago, so Reuven is a Muzek, and Shimon is a Meitzi. So Amitzvah Havel Raye, so Reuven should keep the whole payment, unless Shimon produces anything who testified that he was Eichet first in the payment. But if he doesn't produce such anything, so then we should say, one could argue that Reuven should be considered a Muzek. So the Mishnah is Komash, no, then they are both Mezokim. This is how Tesis explains. Maori Tim Rochav Odeh, Piyosh Cheskos Yodeh, Vivat Yosh Cheskos Amani, Komash Vodeh Shneem Mezokim, Viyach Leiku. Aber in Liforeish, Maori Tim Rochav Odeh, Vivat Yosh Kiyan Amani, Komash Vodeh Shneem Kone, Kiripavish Es Liyo. Da Filo Loi Ave Kone, Bimokim Rochav, Mikre Murzek, Kivim Dimanik Lechude Kone. Now, here we cannot say that the pshat in the Mishnah is Mauri Teime the Roche Fodim Yivate Leski and Amani. To the Abaye of Rav Yudeh was in regard to Kinyan, not in regard. The Shaila of Rav Yudeh was in regard to Kinyan, not in regard to Muzek. But the Mishnah doesn't discuss Kinyan. The Mishnah we don't know. Zeina Kulashali, so the one who says Kulashali says, he could say I was Magdia the Behemoth, and it's mine, by myself. And then somebody else, and then the other fellow came and grabbed it. So the Shaila is not in Kinyan. The Shaila is, who is in Muzek, who is not in Muzek. So Mimele, so there could be a Salkataitoch, that in the case of Rochu, Umani Beraglov, and another person who is just Manik, so the Rochu should be considered a Muzek, and the Manik who is just Manik is an AC, so Kamashul Dabot Muzek. Vim Teima. Real Kippur, Hashti Yishiv Kone, Rochuv Miboye. So now what the Gemara said, the Gemara said, Hoye Shnai, Reichu Nagad Behem, Man, Ilai Merad Meya, Hashti Yishiv Kone, Rochuv Miboye, Elav Rabbonon, Ushmamino Rochuv Kone. So why couldn't we say that this Mishneh of Shoye Shnai Reichu, Hushnaim Rechvin accords with Rab Meir. Now according to Rab Meir, also Yeshiv Likoren is Chai Malki. So in other words, that Azlemat Machmose is considered Manik. So this Mishnah accords with Rab Meir. But then you ask, the Gemara asked, if it accords with Rab Meir, so why does the Mishnah have to tell us? Has the Yeshiv Konerochum the boy? No! The reason is why the Mishnah has to tell us, even a little bit Rab Meir, is the Komashmelon the Mevatil Cheskas Rochu. The Tophisbo, the Aslan Machmosei, Eschaskasamanik. So we could say that this is the reason as to why the Mishnah has to tell us, Alibi Rameya, that the Cheskas Chochuv is not Mivatel Cheskas Manik. ויש להם עד אינצור את השמינו, ופשיטה דרוכב לחודה, בלוי מניק ברגלוב, לחושב לבטו אסחס חסר מניק. די משום דיטוק מסבו נאמה, די מניק נאמה עוז למחמוס אי צווי מרוכב. אבל השתי די מהירה די מניק ברגלוב, די חיים די כל מה שיש במנו, כי יש ברוכב. ואין, דיטוק, so as far as the money is concerned, so are both equal. And it's also tough as well. טוב אז בוא, so יבטל, וטוב אז בוא יבטל שכר שכר מניק, כמה שבון, ופמי בי כימנה, השתה במניק ברגלוב, עצי כרבונות, וקולשקין כרדמית. וקולשקין כרדמית. Now, just, it's already a little late, but just, I just want to mention the Rambam again. Now, the Rambam, here the Gemara says, ומדעת לשמור איתן לחכום עם פטרן. So, it should seem that the הלוכה should be like לחכומי. That Tanya should be calling in his photo of Malkus. But the Rambam passes in the Rictus of the Cheshwayim, Halocha Tet, that is Chayv Malkus. Eglo shol yemei shchini sakloim, hayeshil v'agol oleike, v'af al pi shaloim hini, she yishivose yidiremes li behemo, she timshech v'agol. She timshech v'agol. So the question is, why does the Rambam passen like Chameya? So it's a Mishnah discussion. And, So he says, because she dam gnum bis mit sie da fräst ich wohl mappig wie tolle gekommen peter da ist die koi wie fsch ja die maschmel rabenu die schmul go khud und da da mappig aber scho rabonon kumme wo ja da mappre wie kein und kann sein so and the rabba says the same thing in other words because the washna gmori is mit da apfer schmul So first, the Gemara says, Nerzanam, Tana Malik, Tive Taboy, Taishi Konti Taboy, Reb Meir Peter, Taishi Bikoi. And with the Apir Shmuel, the Tone, Vachachom, Peter, Taishi Bikoi. So the Rambam say, holds, that since the Gemara uses the Roshan with the Apir Shmuel, that means Shmuel was the only one of the Chachom, who held that it's Apir. But the other Chachom did not agree with Shmuel, and they were not Mehapir, the mission. They were not Mehapir, the mission. So in other words, So the Gemara is only saying, now because the whole Abaye was what Shmuel said. What Shmuel said. The Gemara didn't ask an Abaye whether Rochel is Kone or Rochel is not Kone. What Shmuel said, whether Rochel is Kone or Rochel is not Kone, and assuming that Rochel is Kone, Rochel is Kone, whether Rochel Mokemanuk is Kone or Rochel Mokemanuk is not Kone, man. So the whole discussion revolved around Shmuel. Around Shmuel. So, for his patient, since Shmuel was mafir, true, all the other Chachomim were not mafir the Mishneh. But Shmuel himself was mafir, so that means that Shmuel held that Aslan at Machmosei, and what's the chapter Aslan at Machmosei is that I'm not because he's not taking Yad Regal. Aslan at Machmosei means because the fact is that when a person gets on top of the behemoth instinctively starts moving. So, anyway, that itself makes him a mafir. True, he doesn't fall the behemoth, he doesn't hit the behemoth, he doesn't use any whip, he doesn't use it, he doesn't kick the behemoth with his feet, but instinctively, the behemoth starts moving once a person gets on top of it. So maybe that's called Adlam Ad Machmos. So it's called Miat in the sense that there is no actual force that drives the behemoth. So that's why it's called Adlam Ad Machmos. So Mimele, so all the other Chachomim were Chilik and Shmuel. You see, and then the Asamu say that Rashi also agrees with the Rambam. That Rashi holds only Shmuel was Mapir, but the other Chachomim were not Mapir the Mishneh. Because the Roshan of Rashi is, Umid Apir Shmuel, Shmameno Svirale Li Shmuel, Rochu Vlavmide Maise Ovi, Umshumi Yochid Rab Malochik Rabi Mavchul Masnis Leit Mektuak Rabbal. So in other words, So that means, because Shmuel had such a shite, that Aslan at Machmose is not Manik, so maybe it was Mafir, because Shmuel had a shite, but the other Chachomim did not agree with Shmuel. So because of all this, so in other words, actually, so the Rambam is not difficult. Otherwise, the Rambam would be difficult, because from the whole Sugye, it's Mashma, the Gemara was patient, from this, from the Mishnah inquiring from Shmuel, that the Troch of Lechude is not coming. So then the Gemara asked many kashyas from the Mishneh, so the Gemara gave the Teretz, Manik Beraglov. But the Rambam Paschal is even without Manik Beraglov. The answer is, all these Ukimtes of the Gemara, Manik Beraglov, is only a limited Shmuel. So the Shmuel shouldn't be contrary to the Mishnah. But according to the other Chachamim, the contemporaries of Shmuel, who are not after the Mishnah, so even without Manik Biraglov, Rochov is considered Manik because the Behemoth, that's the pshat of the Azlamat Machmosei, the Behemoth instinctively starts moving the moment the person gets on top of it. So Mimele he paskins like that.
Gemore, we left off the Gemore just at the end of the Ches on the base by Toshma. Now I want to go over the Gemore up to Toshma, Blazer in Rochel, Bisod and Manik Biya, and then go over the whole Rashi. How Rashi explains the Gemore, because there are many pshotim in Rashi. Toshma, Shnayim shoyim meishchim b'gomor, u'manikim b'chameya, oi shoyachot meisha v'achot manik, b'mida zoi iskon. Reb Yehuda eimer leilom likone ad shetei meishcha b'gomor, v'anogi b'chameya. Kotone miyas, oi shoyachot meisha v'achot manik, so meishcha manikei, aval rochov le, rochov le. So it's mashma, that rochov, is not king. Who had been that for the Roch? The Hodik don't make a man, he can't get the Rabbi. Do my Rachi take Mishich and be Gomo, and no give a meal. Because that's the Derech. To be Gomo, to be Meshich. To be Meshich. And the Chameya to be Manik. Come as well on that to live for Namikon. He hoche. So you more as a Kashi. Since you say that they call it Arekame, so it can be the other way too. I mean, it can be Mishicha b'chameir and Anogi b'gomor. So let him mention it together. Rav Huna v'lisninu shnayim she meishcha manikim b'gomor b'chameir. So the reason, the Gemara answers, the reason as to why he's not mi'arev them together, because ike chatzad l'ikon. Ike d'amra Mishicha b'chameir, ike d'amra Anogi b'gomor. So he couldn't be mi'arev and mention the two together. V'yiz d'meisiv misayim. B'mide zukona, b'mide zuhu mute ma'ay, lav l'mute roch, roch was not kena, lo l'mute yifr. In other words, that Mishicha b'chameya, and anoge b'gomol is not kena. Yoch ha'ayin d'Rab Yude, ilke d'amre, ilke b'nai yitzadecho d'likoni, iz d'amre b'shicha b'chameya, ilke d'amre anoge b'gomol. So now it's Rab Yude hold that it has to be Mishicha b'gomol, anoge b'chameya. But, anoge b'chameya, I mean, anoge b'gomol, and Mishicha b'chameir is not Kane. According to the Kame, so one in one, both Mishicha and Anoga are Kane. And one not. Which one are both Kane? So that we don't know. Toshma. Echot Rochov Chameir. Now here's that Rashi. Round two, he told him before Shem Rival. Echot Rochov Chameir. Vi echot Tofuz Mimisire. Zekon Chameir. Vi zekon Mimisire. Shma Mino Rochov Kon. Shema min orochov kon. So the price says if one is reich and the other one holds the reins of the chamei. So the one who is reich is kene the chamei, and the one who holds the reins is kene the misir. Shema min orochov kon. Shema min orochov kon. So Rashi says Shema min orochov kon. Shaloi bin mokemani. V'chivn di shaloi b'makemanik kone kulei b'makemanik pal. So what did the Gemara say? Shema min rochov kon. In other words, and Rav Yehuda was patient that rochov is not kene. He was patient from the Mishnah in Klai that rochov is not kene. Here we see that the rochov is kene. So the Gemara says so chanam imani v'rag. So Rashi says shema min rochov kone shaloi b'makemanik. So everybody raises the question against Rashi. I mean, this is contrary to the Gemara, the Afchesa Medalev. Because the Gemara, the Afchesa Medalev said that even if we say that Rochev is Kene, so still there is this Sofi, so then there is a possibility that Rochev Mokemanik, so Rochev is not Kene altogether. I mean, that was the Abaye. That was the Sofi that Rav Yehuda had.
In other words, Rabbi Yehuda didn't know whether Shmuel made his memory in connection with Rochel Vechudeh Mani Vechudeh, and if he did make his memory in connection with Rochel Vechudeh Mani Vechudeh, then he obviously must have said that Rochel is not Kein Vechudeh, but Mani certainly is Kein. Or Shmuel took it for granted that Rochel by itself is Kein. But then Shmuel made a memory in connection with Rochel Vechudeh Mani. And then he said, the Rochel Vechudeh Mani, so one is Kein, one is not Kein. Which one? We don't know. Which one? We don't know. So the Gemara was Rabbi Yehuda himself was patient. From the Mishnah implying the Trochov is not Kenyan. So obviously, so the Trochov is not Kenyan. So Memele, so that means